Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Good evening, I'm Dermot Doherty and you're welcome along to tonight's edition of The Score. It's our last programme of the month, and even though the month of March is beckoning, the wintry weather shows no sign of abating. Last weekend, the horrendous weather conditions made life difficult for players, supporters and, believe me, the media too. But we survived, and suddenly we're looking forward to another busy weekend of action across so many different sports. And we'll look ahead to some of the big games involving sides from the Northwest in tonight's programme. The Donegal senior footballers have a crucial game this weekend. They have lost two on the bounce in the league. So the meeting of Donegal and Monaghan in Ballyshannon presents an opportunity for the home side to put things right on that front. There's soccer too, Harps and Derry in League of Ireland action tomorrow night. And there's plenty happening on the local soccer front. But we're going to start tonight with athletics, and ahead of this weekend's National Senior Indoor Championships, which take place in the National Indoor Arena on Saturday and Sunday. Well, Patsy McGonigal has been offering his thoughts on the chances of some of our top athletes medalling this weekend. Patsy has been speaking to Oisin Kelly.
So, Patsy, looking ahead to this weekend, it's the National Indoors, and I suppose it's the first major championship of the year, so it is.
It is indeed, and it's obviously, as the name implies, it's National Senior Indoor Championship, so I mean, great credibility attached to it, and you know, very pleased to say that there's a Donegal interest, and a Donegal interest that might bear you know, medals on the journey home. So pretty excited about it as usual, yeah.
Yeah, so on those Donegal Northwest competitors, Patsy, what's the form been like for those going into to the weekend's games? Because we've got the two Kellys, obviously, who've been good form and are flying in from Sweden. Brendan Boyce, Summer Leckie, Kelly McGrory, Mark English. I may have missed one there, but there's a good Donegal contingent.
No, you have pretty much there. You know, obviously a couple of triple jumpers as well from Tyrconnell, who will be in and around medals as well. You know, Callaghan and so on, and Mahan. So, but to start with the first thing, it seems very, very likely. I mean, our major competitor and our major achiever at the National Indoors and for many, many years has been Mark English. And Mark has begun the season very, 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 very poorly, really. And it's very likely that he will not compete in the National Indoor Championships on this occasion. You know, but I'm trying to confirm that. But that would seem to be the line on that one, which is disappointing, obviously. But sure, look, it is what it is. Yeah.
How much pressure is involved, Patsy, at the moment with the likes of Mark? Because he's been to big championships. He's won medals. The latter part of the year last year didn't go his way. And it hasn't been that way this year. Obviously, maybe is Mark sort of feeling the pressure going into to the first big one of the year?
No, I would imagine not. I would imagine now if he decides not to compete this weekend, I would say it's completely down to the fact that he's reassessed his form. And obviously this season and this year, 2020, is totally and absolutely going to be about qualification for the Olympic Games. Nothing else will particularly matter. So basically, I would say he has reassessed the situation and he's looked at it and he said, this isn't going well. I need to rejig it all and then get ready for outdoor season. And I would say, should he not compete this weekend, which is very likely, then that's what's happening with him. And that might be a very positive decision long term for him. So that would be my thinking on that.
Okay. As for the rest of the Donegal competitors, there is a good shout of medals there, Patsy.
Hi, there is. You know, the two Kelly boys are, you know, they take life very, very seriously. You know, I just had video sent to me yesterday. They're in Sweden with that group that they train with in Sweden, with the best throwers in the world, really. And they have really embedded themselves with that group over the last 12 months. And that's been very, very positive for them, for the learning process that they're in at the moment. And of course, John, the older brother, he has broken Donegal Ulster record already this season. He's gone pretty much close to 18.5 meters. You know, he's really, really, really punching strong, and he's this week alone, he's pushing some heavy weights. And anybody wants to get into his Instagram and have a look, you can see it's unbelievable what he's pushing this week. So if that transfers to a performance at the weekend, that'll be very positive. And his younger brother James is also with him this week in Sweden as well. They'll fly in on Saturday to compete on Sunday. So it's we're looking forward to the shot put there. And Gavin McLaughlin from Finn Valley joins them as well. And he finished second in the National Senior Indoor Championships about 2 years ago. So Finn Valley would have three serious competitors in that shot put event. Now, also, you have Summer Leckie, of course, and she's going in with, you know, mixed form as well into the championships this weekend. She has won the National Indoor Championships as a very young athlete and continued to win it a number of times. But this weekend, there's another girl there who beat her in the outdoor last year. So there's a bit of pressure on there between Summer and this girl called Pip Rogan. But certainly Summer will be in for a medal. Can she win the National Indoor title once again? We'll have to wait and see. So that's kind of the analysis on Summer. And then the other one is Brendan Boyce. And it's very important to say that the walk is going to be seriously competitive, because at the moment you've got two guys who have qualified for the Olympic Games. You've got Alec Wright, who's qualified for a 20K in the Olympic Games. And, of course, Brendan, who has qualified for the 50K walk. Now, let's take that distance into consideration as he competes over a very short distance this weekend, over 5K. So, you know, he'll get a medal, but what colour will the medal be? And there's another young fella called David Kenny, and from Kerry in the race as well. And he's extremely very, very, very talented young athlete coming through. So it's going to be a great walk race. And, you know, Brendan, yes, he'll get a medal. What colour will the medal be? But then we're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah. Patsy, just knocking on to Tokyo, you mentioned about Mark, that's a target of his. Obviously, Brendan Boyce is there as well. There's all this talk about the coronavirus, and we're seeing a lot of events now being cancelled or postponed due to it. Is there a worry from those involved in Tokyo 2020 that there could be an impact of some sort?
Aye, there is, absolutely is. And there are conversations going on behind the scenes. And nobody's talking about it at the moment outwardly, but I would know the insides of it. And basically, to be honest, there are conversations. Now, where that will go, I'm not quite sure. There is a meeting in Monaco of an IAAF competition committee as we speak, over the next couple of days, and yesterday indeed. And I'll get some information out of that meeting. But the world media won't get that, but I'll certainly know one or two of the guys and see what's happening. But I would say there are conversations, there are worries about the coronavirus. There have been conversations. For example, I can bring you to a point where London has been mentioned as an alternative venue for the Olympic Games instead of Tokyo. So, look, it's all up in the air. Nobody knows. It's kind of, you know, that's what's going on in the media every day anyway. So we're listening to it every day, and everybody knows that some of this big, massive gatherings of people around the world are now being considered. So, look, we'll have to wait and see. But do athletes sit down and worry about it? You know, it's like everything else. I'd say there are athletes who worry about it, and there are athletes who just get on with it. And there are nothing else in their head, only the fact that Tokyo will happen, they will be there, and it will be in Tokyo. So yeah, that's probably the best approach to take at the moment.
Yep. Just finally, Patsy, we're going to touch on the Donegal, the fastest child in Donegal, a super initiative this last number of years by Finn Valley. Great to see so many competing in it, in the qualifiers and then the finals night, which was held in the Finn Valley earlier this week. And it's something the children, the parents and the schools are all enjoying, Patsy.
And you know what, it's been a great, great success and a great fun event. And you know, to me, even personally, I just really look forward to it, because it engages. You know, you could be in the smallest school. This is probably the joy of athletics. You could be in a school with 20 or 30 youngsters, but the greatest athlete in Donegal could come out of that school. And, you know, so we had small schools and large schools and youngsters coming, and probably about 3,000 to 4,000 youngsters engaged in the whole trials process and qualification process. That was a positive element to it. And then, of course, we had the big night in Finn Valley there Tuesday night. So, no, I'm really, really encouraged by the schools engaging, by the teachers, by the parents and by the kids enjoying it. So it's something that will go down. I found, you know, when we put the word out there on it, that there's a lot of interest from an international perspective, this fun event that that kids could do in the winter in a climate like ours, and still engage them in athletics. So there's a lot of stuff within that event.
Okay, listen, Patsy, we never know, we might have the next Mark English or one of the Kellys coming out of the school's competitions.
Well,
that
I'm sticking on with you. That's where they came from. That's where Mark English came from. He came from Schools Athletics. He came out of Woodlands National School. And indeed, if you look at all the kids that are pretty much competing now from out of Donegal, John Kelly, Summer Leckie, they all came out of Schools Athletics. That was their introduction. So that is the way forward.
Okay, Patsy, listen, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Oisin.
Patsy McGonigal there in conversation with Oisin Kelly. And before we go for a commercial break, just want to update you on the Europa League action tonight. Wolves in action in the early kickoff. They're away to Espanyol. They're 5-2 in front on aggregate. That's because Espanyol are winning 2-1 tonight, but Wolves on their way into the next round. Manchester United and Arsenal and Celtic all in action later on. We're going to go for a quick break.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's coming up on 18 minutes past 7 on this Thursday evening. You're tuned to The Score. It's 4 points from a possible 6 for Finn Harps, who play their third game of the new campaign at Cork City tomorrow night. It's a daunting trip, this one, to Turner's Cross for Ollie Horgan's side. But they face a Cork team who have had to endure a difficult start to their campaign. With that in mind, perhaps Harps may well approach this one with more confidence than usual. Earlier today, I caught up with the Harps manager, and we began by referring to the postponement of Monday night's game against Shelburne in Balbuffet.
No, well, the way the conditions, you know, there wouldn't be the pitch playable probably within the county with the snow that fell. You know, I still think that we need more work done in our facility, to put it that way to you. You know, we always felt in the pipeline the new stadium would come on board, but you know, at the moment we can't hold out for that. We need to get ourselves and the pitch in order. And you know, I think last Monday, to be fair, it didn't matter what work was done on it, that they wouldn't have been played with the amount of snow that fell in it.
Yeah. So how did that affect your preparations for this week then, Ollie? Did you get the players in?
Yeah, obviously we trained on Monday night instead. Obviously in an AstroTurf, we couldn't train on the pitch, or we haven't trained on the pitch. Probably the you know, at the time we were quite disappointed that the game didn't go ahead. Like, you know, we'd played two games, we hadn't been beaten as of yet. And it was probably a good way to go into Shelburne, as opposed to in a couple of weeks' time, God knows what way we'll be going into a Shelburne game on a Monday night. But look, it was out of our control, and we can't, you know, we got to move on.
Yeah, and tell me that you go to Cork now to face a team who have had a difficult start to their campaign, Ollie, surprisingly so, perhaps?
No, they've lost in the last minute, unluckily, to Shelburne in the first game. It was a very tight game, we watched it. They had a great chance to win it. It went against them in the last minute of the game. The other two games are nearly null and void, away to Dundalk and away to Shamrock Rovers. You know, I don't think too many of us need those games. So, like, the only game that there was expectation that they would get something out of was the Shelburne game, which they did enough to get something out of, but fell short to Kieran Killoth goal in I think it was in the 90th minute. Like, so, no, it's I'm not surprised with the results away to Shamrock Rovers away to Dundalk, because probably better teams than Cork will struggle away in those grounds.
Yeah, but you can go to Cork with a pep in the step after a good start for yourselves. Unlucky to concede so late against Derry, but still in all 4 points out of six is not bad.
Yeah, but you know, the next 4 points, is you're wondering where they're going to come from. You know what I mean? Like, that's the difficulty with it, with Cork, then with Dundalk. You know, like, and I mean, you're trying to see where those points are going to come from. Like, you know, Cork have had a good track record against us, obviously, over the years. Although we got two draws on their last year, albeit rather luckily in the first case, Keith Cowan scored an equalising goal that night. That was a Monday night game, funny enough, as well. But, you know, they've had good days against us, and the likes of, you know, you take Dylan McGlade, Garage Morrissey, there, O'Connor, they've all had field days against us with various teams. Garage probably scored the two best goals of his career in Ballybofey last year. Dylan McGlade did something similar with Longford 2 years ago, and Darragh O'Connor did exactly the same with UCD 2 years ago. They all scored two goals against us, and they have no fear whatsoever of us, you know, and why would they with that track record against us? But yeah, we'll go there with a little bit of confidence, but you know, we know it'll be backs of the wall stuff against them with the players. Yeah, they're a new team as well, and it'll probably take them time as well as us, to put it that way to you. But you know, we would take a draw with open arms if we'd any chance of getting that German though.
Yeah. You made a number of changes for the Derry game from the side which beat Sligo, Wally. How are you fixed this weekend squad wise?
Well, obviously Mair Tinman is out long term, and he's over the operation. We wish him well in it. Please God, we'll get him back involved, you know, to at some degree with us. He's out and will be out, obviously, for the foreseeable future. We're struggling otherwise. Shane McAleeny had to come off with the damaged hamstring last Friday, and it's probably come a little bit too early for him. The likes of Raff and them are struggling to recover from the very first game where he took a knock, and they would be the ones that look unlikely to be involved. The rest, without the game on Monday, probably gave them a chance to recover better. But saying that, we'd still like to have got the game under our belt. Win, lose or draw on Monday, we'd like to have got that under our belt when we were fresh at the start of the year, rather than going into March playing a Monday night game. But so be it. Yeah.
And you're heading off on a long journey, Ollie. At least you go to Cork after picking up some good results against them last year, played them four times in the league. Okay, you didn't record any victories, but only lost the once.
Yeah, you know, as I said, the game that was probably the best game of the four of them was the one we last 4-3, where Gareth Morrissey scored two wonder goals. You know, I'm sure he'll be relishing the idea of playing us again on Friday night. They're a decent side, and the fact that they've lost away to Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers is, you know, as I said to you, serious teams, you know, better than Cork will lose in those venues. Probably the one result that they're disappointed with was the last minute winner that Kieran Kilduff scored, but that could have gone either way. I think Cork probably deserved to win it on merit, and you know, I think they look tomorrow as kick start in their season.
That's Ollie Horgan there. Well, that game tomorrow night kicks off at 7:45 at Turner's Cross, and we'll have updates from Trevor Welch as in from kickoff. That game, one of four matches tomorrow night. Shelburne play St Patrick's Athletic at Tolka Park, and Shamrock Rovers host Dundalk in the big game of the weekend. The top two, both sides having got off to such an impressive start to the new season. Sligo Rovers, by the way, they're in action on Saturday night against Waterford at the Showgrounds. Sligo, just like Cork, have been struggling in the first few games in the new League of Ireland Premier Division season. Well, like Harps, Derry City's match on Monday night fell foul to the weather, with their game at St Pat's postponed. So they have two games at home on the bounce. Tomorrow night they face Bowes, and ahead of that match, Kevin McLaughlin has been speaking to the City boss, Declan Devine.
Back at the Brandywell, it was a tough evening last Friday night at the Brandywell, but it's a game that the support you seen last week was there, and it'll be there in numbers again this week.
Well, we want to entertain, we want to make sure that we put on a good performance for them. We were disappointed that we didn't play to our levels, even though it was extremely difficult against Van Harps, and they made it difficult for us too, and people have to give Harps credit, but it's a new game. This is one of the top sides in the country coming into our backyard. It's a game that we've been really looking forward to. You know, they'll bring good support. We'll have a great support. The pitch will be great. Two good footballing sides. And for me, it's just a case of us getting to the levels that I believe we can get to. And if we can perform to them levels, I have no doubt that we can be more than a match for Bohemians on Friday.
It's a case of just trying to get, as you say, them levels and just getting the sort of... Everything working defensively still looks solid, but it's just maybe the final third now to try and get clicking on.
We've played 180 minutes and we've given away two poor goals, one from a set piece and one from our own throw-in, so we've been disappointed with two goals we give away in the course of the two games. I think there's very little in it. We went to Dundalk and we were excellent for long periods. Against Harps, the conditions made it extremely difficult, but this is a different occasion. This is another game. This is, you know, this is what we're in it for. Big games coming to Brandywell, big crowds. And I think the way the boys have trained all week and the way they've handled the setback of the game being off on Monday, we have to take a positive side of that and make sure that we're fresh going into the game.
Talking of fresh, any changes? Everybody's
fit and ready to go. Tactically, we might try a few things tomorrow night, but ultimately there's a lot of good players itching on the sidelines to get a game, and it might be the case come Friday.
Okay, that's Declan Devine there in conversation with Kevin McLaughlin. So, as I mentioned, Derry City against Bowes, one of four games in the top division in the League of Ireland on Friday night, and Sligo against Waterford, that's on Saturday night. We've got a commercial break coming up very, very soon. But before that, just a chance to run down through the fixtures this weekend in the in Northern Ireland. It's Irish Cup weekend. It's quarter-final action. Ballinamallard United at home to Ballymena United. Dungannon Swifts against Cliftonville, and Glentoran against Crusaders. Three big ties on Saturday. And the quarter-final action gets underway, in fact, tomorrow night with Larn against Coleraine. So plenty of interest in those matches, no doubt. We've got a break to take. More to come after these.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
You're welcome back to The Score. It remains Espanyol 2, Wolves 1 in that Europa League game, which kicked off at around about tea time. Wolves leading by 5-2 on aggregate. So they're going through to the next round at 8 o'clock. Arsenal play Olympiacos. Arsenal leading 1-0 after the first leg. Celtic won a piece after their first leg with Copenhagen. That kicks off at 8 o'clock as well, as does the game between Manchester United and Club Brugge, which is also won a piece on aggregate after the first leg. The new North West of Ulster Intermediate Cup swings into action this weekend, with three round one matches being played on Saturday. This new competition is a collaboration between the Ulster Senior League and the Northern Ireland Intermediate League. And joining me on the line to talk about this new competition, I'm joined by the Ulster Senior League Secretary, Niall Callaghan. Niall, a very good evening.
Good evening, Dermot. How are you?
I'm good, Niall. This new cup competition gets up and running on Saturday. And straight up, the draw for the first round has served up some really interesting ties.
Oh, well, yes, it has, Dermot. There's three ties this Saturday. The pick of them, in my eyes, now in round one, is New Buildings versus Derry City. And New Buildings are into the last eight of their own Intermediate Cup in Northern Ireland. And Derry City are flying high at the minute. Like, they've had a couple of great results in their last two outings in the league there. So that, in my eyes, that's the tie of the round. And of course, the close proximity between the two clubs, and you know, it's a local derby. So hopefully they'll get a crowd at it, and it'll be an entertaining game. The other two games on Saturday is Cockhill Celtic versus Maiden City, and then there's an evening kickoff in Letterkenny Community Centre where Finn Harps Reserves are hosting Dungiven under the lights there and at the community centre facility in Astercurve. So, all in all, it's three good games to start the competition after it.
It certainly is, Niall. Tell us a wee bit more then about how this competition came about, Niall. I know there were a lot of negotiations going on for quite some time, I'm sure.
Well, I suppose I made a phone call one night to a fellow called Terence McMacken in Dungiven. Terence is involved in the North West Intermediate League. And we had a conversation that night, and it all started from there. And we met up with their league executive. And we obviously had to go back to the FAA to get the go-ahead from our side. And likewise, from themselves, they had to go to the AFA. And we intended getting it up and running around October time and have a sort of a league basis. But a timing issue with the guys in the north meant that it didn't start, and it won't start this weekend. So we have to go with a knockout just for this season. But next season, when we run it, it'll be run on a league basis, very similar to our own League Cup, where there'll be a semi-final and then it'll end on a final.
And I'm sure the very fact that it's a cross-border competition, Niall, that's probably why, you know, you had to go to the FAA and your colleagues in the other league had to go to the, you know, the Irish FA, because a cross-border competition is quite unusual.
Well, it is. It is, and I think it has been done before. You know, not a terrible lot, but this is one where we wanted to do it right, and we wanted to get everyone's blessing on it. And you know, if it took 6 months to get it off the ground and get it running, but like, we're glad we put everything in place, proper rules, proper structures. We've got our own committee running the competition, so like, we're doing it right, and we intend to keep it that way. And you know, the lads in Northern Ireland were great to work with, and you know, at the end of the phone, if we have any issues with them or likewise with ourselves, you know, if they want to ring us, like, they're very good to work with, and hopefully this competition, it's the first of many years, and but we're looking forward to getting started now on Saturday.
And it's not just, you know, straightforward either, Niall, because there's so many things that have to be taken into consideration. First of all, match officials, referees, where they come out of for this competition. And as well as that, you know, say, for example, a player might be suspended within the Ulster Senior League. Is he suspended as well for this Intermediate Cup, or does that come into play?
No, well, he'll have to, it'll be similar to a provincial competition where he'll serve it and the competition that he was sent off in. So, like, as you say, we did have, there was a lot of to and fro, and like, we had to work with their fixtures. We had to marry on our fixtures along with theirs, because if we had free weekends where we could go with this competition, they might not have had a free weekend because of an intermediate cup weekend or something that was out of their control. So luckily we've got 4 weekends here now that were both available to allow our teams playing the competition. So it took a bit of work, but we got there in the end up.
And I think one of the other factors, the positive factors from this, is that players will get a chance to play against teams and other players that they may never have played against before, Niall. And also they'll be playing on new venues.
Well, exactly. Listen, you know, we all know that, you know, the Ulster Senior League was struggling for numbers, and, you know, the repetitiveness of the games, and it's just, you know, that's the first thing a lot of players will say to me. Oh, it's good to play somewhere else, or it's good to play against another team. And I think they had the same issues on across the border as well. They've only got 7 teams in their league, and they were fed up playing one another. And they're having the same positive outlook on it as ourselves. So it's good. It's good that it'll be different grounds, and as you say, different players. And but hopefully the standard will be the same, and hopefully it'll be a good competition.
And these matches on Saturday, these are first-round fixtures. A couple of the clubs in the Ulster Senior League, I think, got byes to the next round. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. The Newton, who are based in Limavady, they were due to play Fannad on Saturday as well in this round one, but they had requested a free weekend from their own league, so that game will be rescheduled. And then Bunnagee and Letterkenny Rovers have got byes into the quarter-finals, so Bunnagee will play Ardstraw in the quarter-final, and Letterkenny Rovers will play Strabane, and then they will be joined by the 4 winners from round one in the quarter final. So that will take place at the end of March.
Okay, and by that stage, Niall, you'll be well through your Ulster Senior League season. How's all that going? Everything going okay?
Everything's going okay at the minute. Letterkenny sitting top of the league there on 22 points. Cockhull are in second place with 22 points, but they have 3 games in hand over Letterkenny. So, but Cockhull still have to play Letterkenny twice, and they have to play Bunnagee twice, so like, there's still a lot of football in it. But, you know, having said that, Cockhull look to be sort of odds-on favourites for to retain their title at this stage.
And unfortunately, neither Bunnagee nor Cockhull Celtic making the latter stages of the FAI Intermediate Cup, Niall. It's a case of more disappointment for the local sides.
Yeah, well, it is. It's, you know, I was at that Bunnagee game against College Corinthians. That's one that got away from Bunnagee. You know, they had numerous chances on the day, and you know, they conceded two very poor goals. But and I think it was the same with Cockhull up in Kilnamana. They, you know, we'd hope that they would on the replay that they would go and do a job, but unfortunately they didn't. So it's back into the hat for next season again, unfortunately.
Okay, Niall, listen, appreciate you joining me tonight, and those 3 games on Saturday, fingers crossed, weather permitting, they'll get the go ahead, and as you say, hopefully big crowds out to see them. So appreciate you joining me tonight to look ahead to those matches, Niall.
No problem, Jeremy, thank you.
Thanks very much. Niall Callaghan there, the secretary of the Ulster Senior League. Cockhill Celtic against Maiden City. New Buildings against Derry City Reserves and Finn Harps Reserves against Dungiven. That's the three opening matches in that new competition. It's called the North West of Ulster Intermediate Cup. And by the way, that Harps Reserves match for local supporters, that's a 6 o'clock kickoff at the Community Centre in Letterkenny against Dungiven. Cockhill Celtics, a match at home to Maiden City, kicks off at 2 o'clock. And the New Buildings Derry City Reserves match will get underway at 1:30. Later on in the programme, if we have time indeed, we'll take a run through the various fixtures in the local leagues. There are matches in the Donegal League and the Inishowen League as well. But we're going to just turn now towards Gaelic Games, and another busy weekend lies ahead on the GAA front. In the Ulster Under-20 Championship, we've reached the semi-final stages of this competition. Donegal through to the last four, thanks to a dramatic penalty shootout victory last weekend against Monaghan down at Mundy's Field in Ballyshannon. A great game in very, very difficult conditions. So Donegal will play Down this coming Saturday in their semi-final. That match is at a loop in Derry, 2:30 throw-in there. The other semi-final is also at 2:30. It's Antrim against Tyrone. Antrim coming through, perhaps surprisingly, against Derry in their quarter final last Friday night. So two big games in the Ulster Under 20 Championship, and there's action as well in the minor football league here in Ulster. Donegal are playing in Ballyshannon at Mundy's Field on Saturday, and that game will throw in at 12 noon. That's Donegal against Sligo, and that's in the Jim McGuigan Cup, a Section B round one match. The other game in that section is Tyrone against Cavan. That game is in Gervahi. And also on Saturday in Section A round one, Antrim against Armagh and Monaghan play Derry. That Monaghan Derry game is in Clonus on Saturday. Throw in is at 12 o'clock. Well, after Saturday night's loss to Dublin in Croke Park, Donegal find themselves wondering how they aren't in a better position in Division 1 of the Alliance National Football League. Supporters might well feel they should have beaten Mayo in their opening game, and they probably should also have beaten Galway in O'Donnell Park. And even against Dublin, they played well and led for much of that game, only to end up losing. So they face Monaghan on Sunday, knowing that a win is now vital if they are to claw their way out of the relegation zone in this division. Tom Comack has been speaking to the Donegal team manager, Declan Boner.
Well, Declan, when we look at the league table, or when you look at the league table and you see where you are, what you're in, what sixth place on 3 points, just what two points behind the third place Monaghan, who you're facing on Sunday. Given the way the games have gone and how well you've played in so many of them, how frustrating is it?
Yeah, listen, Tom, it is frustrating. There's no doubt about it. You know, we could easily be sitting on 8 points, but listen, we're on three, and we had opportunities in those games, and you know, at that level, we're playing Division 1 football, you're playing the top teams, the small margins, and you know, if you look back at Saturday night's game, swinging on two goal chances, the goal chance we created a number of goal chances, but especially the one going into the last quarter, which we didn't take. We had a 4-on-2, and you know, we down the other side, we gave away a bad goal, individual error, but those are the margins, and you know, we came out of Croke Park very frustrated that we didn't pick up some points. But listen, I was straight back and getting focused on the Monaghan match. And quite rightly, it's a huge match this weekend for us.
Yeah. And tell me, do you feel, does that affect confidence in the team?
No. We trained, got back there training on Tuesday, and the lads trained really, really well. And as I say, really looking forward now to getting a big performance and then getting the result, you know, whatever we get over the line, but it's about getting the result this weekend.
Monaghan, obviously, as we mentioned, your opponents, one of the farm teams in the league, I suppose, lost their opening game to Galway just by a point and unbeaten since.
Yeah, listen, you know, they're rejuvenated now under on the Seamus McEnany, and you know, they have a very strong squad of players. They're you know, full squad of players out there at the minute, and really potent up front. You look at Conor McManus, and you look at Conor McCarthy playing extremely well. Kieran Hughes in there. You look at the likes of Carl O'Connell, the Wileys, and defence. You know, and Rory Began, outstanding goalkeeper, and probably, you know, the player that's made the most impact, Niall Cairns, coming back in the middle of the field. So yeah, they're strong, and they're a physically strong side and a very, very experienced side. So listen, we're under no solution of the task ahead on Sunday, and we're going to be really at ourselves.
Yeah, they seem to have a great spread of scores as well, you know, in the four games so far. Obviously Conor McManus is the lone raider up front, and he's doing well, but Conor McCarthy at centre half forward seems to be causing all kinds of problems, especially last Sunday against Mayo.
Yeah, exactly. They're playing extremely well, and they're getting a good platform from, you know, their half back line who are driving forward, plus their midfielder. So listen, again, you look at the opposition, but we'll be looking at ourselves and where we can hurt them. And again, it'll be about us and how we can get the performance level to get that result and they get those valuable 2 points on Sunday afternoon.
And in terms of the team fitness wise, I know you lost Jamie Brennan on Saturday night against Dublin. How was Jamie?
Yeah, listen, it'll be probably later in the weekend before we know if he's going to be available. But we're hoping that we have all available. That was there last weekend in Dublin. And hopefully, yeah, we have one more training session to go through, and hopefully lads get through that, as I say. And, you know, we should be okay.
So the word on Jamie isn't as bad as was first feared, is it?
No, it was just a knock. And so, yeah, not as serious as we first thought. So, yeah, so we'll see how he progresses now as the week, as the days develop. Yeah.
And tell me, just when we're on injuries, how is the walking wounded? And I'm talking in terms of Stephen McMenamin, Paddy McGrath, Jason McGee, Oisin Gallen. Any of those nearly ready to come back?
No, we won't see those. We won't see those in National League action. It'll be getting ready for Championship. But, you know, we're hoping that those guys back in training prior to Championship, and that's where they're at.
And what's the situation with Kieran Gillespie?
Yeah, same. He's recovering from his ACL, second ACL in 2 years. So, yeah, on the road to recovery, but it'll take a bit longer for Kieran, I think, you know.
Yeah. And looking ahead to Sunday, when you look ahead to Sunday and you look at the table, what's your thoughts? Obviously, Tyrone coming the following week and finishing then with a trip to Kerry?
Yeah, listen, it looks like the start of an Ulster Championship campaign. You've won, and you have Tyrone now in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Right? So both have been up there along with Donegal, I suppose, over the last couple of decades in terms of being the top teams in Ulster. So I'm really looking forward to the challenge of both those teams coming in. And you know, as it starts on Sunday with Monaghan, and you know, they're on the crest of a wave at the minute and playing good football. Really impressed against Dublin, especially in the first half. And last week against Mayo, very, very impressive 9-point victory against Mayo. So yeah, it's going to be a real tough test. And then we have the Tyrone game, which we'll start concentrating on once we get Monaghan out of the way on Sunday. You know,
2 points, certainly you need to get something out of Sunday's game.
Listen, that's the challenge, and you know, that's what we'll be aiming for. And as I say, it's going to be a big, big task. It's going to be a real test for us. But listen, these are the games you want, Tom, and you're up against the best teams. And yeah, we need to get the results. That's the most important thing on Sunday, is to pick up those 2 points.
Is it a consolation you're going to Father Tierney Park? Donegal have a good record there.
Listen, I don't really look too much into it, whether it's O'Donnell Park or Father Tierney Park or McCool. We just have to get on one at a time. We have to prepare accordingly. And as I say, It's about the 15 lads that take the field, and those 5 lads coming off the bench. It's a squad game now, and you know, the impact coming off the bench is going to be important also. I feel the game will probably go down to the wire.
Yeah, and in terms of team selection, when do you hope to be in a position to finalise your team?
Normally the last training session, which will be later on now in a week, so we should be in a position then to have that. And as I say, the boys, when we got back in there at the start of the week, really looking forward to it again. You know, disappointed naturally enough that we didn't get the result in Croke Park, but an opportunity now to go into Father Tierney Park. And listen, we're hoping for a big Donegal support in Father Tierney Park to get behind the team. As I say, the game will go down to the wire, so it's important that Donegal, the supporters, really get behind the team on Sunday.
Yeah. Speaking to Brian McAniff during the week, and he says it is about time Monaghan were put back in the box. Are we going to do it on Sunday?
Well, listen, Tom, that's what we're aiming for, and that's what the management players are all aiming for. And, you know, as I say, we want to be leaving Father Tierney Park on the Sunday afternoon with 2 points, 2 valuable 2 points in the bye.
Thanks very much to Tom Comack for that. That's Declan Bonner, the Donegal manager. Hopefully Donegal can put Monaghan back in their box. A 2 o'clock start on Sunday. Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh on commentary here on Highland Radio. The other game on Sunday, by the way, is Meath against Galway. That one throws in at 2:30. We're going to grab another quick break.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Gear up for pre-season and get ready for the best year yet for your club. Shop now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Final score in that Europa League game played at tea time this evening. Espanyol defeating Wolves by 3-2. So Wolves go through 6-3 on aggregate. Matt Doherty, the Republic of Ireland international, scored Wolves' second goal in that game. Donegal's minor lady footballers kick off their Ulster Championship campaign on Saturday. They play their first group game away to Fermanagh in Irvinstown. And ahead of training tonight, I caught up with the Donegal manager, Greg Harkin, and I began by suggesting that his team will face a difficult opening game.
Yeah, and it's come very early too, Jeremy, out in February. It's, I suppose, the extra day of the month on the leap years maybe made them move that game into February. So yeah, we're away to Fermanagh, 2 o'clock in Irvinstown. We're on the 3G pitch down there, and I think a lot of football looks like it's going to be played on that sort of AstroTurf over the next few months. But yeah, we're down there in Irvinstown, and luckily we've been training at on the St Union's Astro the last 6 or 7 weeks, so we know the surface and what we can expect. We're just hoping that the weather doesn't destroy it, because it's supposed to be one day on Saturday.
Yeah, I know a lot of preparation has gone in for this game. You've been, as you say, you've been together now for quite some time, Greg. How are you fixed squad-wise? Is everybody available?
No, I have 2 or 3 girls missing, unfortunately. School injuries, school sports injuries and things like that. But there's nothing we can do about that. That's going to happen in any season. So that's why you have a panel of 30. You know, that's why they're all there. So there'll be 3 girls who will be getting a chance that they probably wouldn't have otherwise. So up to them now to take that chance. So, no, happy enough with what we've done so far. We didn't really get going to January, unfortunately, with the weather before Christmas as well. So we've only been at this sort of 7 or 8 weeks, but a good 20 of those girls I would have had through under-14s and under-16s. So we kind of know each other and know what they can do and all that sort of stuff. So that's a big help. Ideally, we'd like another month or two at it, probably. Yeah, that's the truth of it. But we have to take what we have and go with it.
And have you been able to play any challenge games? I know the pitches haven't been available, weather making things very difficult on that front.
We were lucky, actually. We got a good day against Roscommon. We travelled down to Elphin and played Roscommon. Had a good game there, actually, on grass. Last Friday, we travelled to Mayo and played in that, everybody will remember, in the middle of a storm. And that was on Astro. And we didn't have a good day, to be honest, Dermot. The Mayo were much stronger than us. And that's a good... I always try to play Mayo in a pre-season friendly, because it always gives you an idea of where you're at. So not totally happy with what happened, but there were some bright points as well. So some of the things we'd worked on had worked as well. So as I say, it was a long journey. It was 3.5 hours down in the bus, and various other bits and pieces. A few girls were sick as well, so it didn't help us. Not making excuses, but you know, it gives me an idea of where we're at, and we've a bit to go, to be honest with you. That's the truth.
Yeah, some of the girls, as you say, with you since under 14 level, under 16, but playing for the minors is a step up again, Greg.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's a massive step up. You know, the in terms of height and physique and everything else. You know, you're suddenly looking at girls who, some of them are well over 6 foot. You're looking up at them at training rather than looking down at them anymore. So, yeah, listen, it's a big step up. It's a bit more physical. And again, with the various rules of ladies football, you know, you don't know what you're going to get on the day in terms of how it's going to be managed in terms of refereeing and all that sort of stuff. So we've been working, we've had referees in with the team, you know, making sure they're sticking to the rules of the game and trying to, you know, bring them on that way in terms of what they can do defending, what they can do going forward. So we've done everything really that we can to prepare them for the Fermanagh game, you know.
Yeah, and I'm sure Fermanagh, particularly at home, will serve up a difficult test.
Yeah, I think so. You know, when you get up to this level now at minors, you know, there's not much difference in the teams. You know, 9 counties in Ulster, and we're one of them, and we're in a group with Fermanagh. We have Cavan away after that, 2 weeks later, and then with home games against Derry and Antrim over Easter. So, you know, the four challenging games, there's no doubt about it. Cavan will be a challenge. That was a side we beat 2 years ago in the under-16A final. So, you know, they'll be looking for a bit of revenge. And Derry, you know, Derry have improved their lot as well. And then Antrim are getting better and better at under-8. So there's no really easy games now at minor level.
Greg Harkin there, the manager of Donegal's minor lady footballers. Fermanagh against Donegal throws in at 2 o'clock at Bonacre in Irvinstown on Saturday. We've got another quick break to take.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Gear up for pre-season and get ready for the best year yet for your club. Shop now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Last couple of minutes of tonight's programme. Donegal's hurlers are away to Longford on Sunday in the National Hurling League. That's in Division 3A. And after a run of crucial victories over the last 3 games, Well, Donegal know that a win this weekend will put them into a playoff for promotion. It's exactly where Mickey McCann and his team want to be at this stage of the campaign.
Well, Mickey, it's pretty straightforward going into the last game. Certainly, you know what you have to do against Longford on Sunday.
Yes, Tom Fools, it's in our own hands and we can't ask for any more. So if we go out and beat Longford, we'll be into the playoff promotion final, you know. So big game for us this week, Tom. We've been with three results in a row there now. Well, maybe we didn't put a full performance together yet, but look, we're getting the 2 points on the board this last 3 weeks and that's what matters. And look, we beat Longford now, we'll be in a playoff against Armagh Tyrone. So basically a semi-final position really this week, you know.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Armagh and Tyrone are meeting as well on Sunday, and that's effectively another winner takes all tie as well. So obviously it's pretty tight. I suppose when people looked at the league at the start of the season, Armagh, Donegal and Tyrone would be the big three, and Longford have come into the mix.
Longford come into the mix, Tom. I suppose they've a lot of 4 or 5 new additions from last year, and probably that's why the results come out. You know, the couple of Galway lads and a Limerick boy midfield, you know, and a Dublin boy playing centre back. So look, they have a strong spine of a team there now, and they're hard to beat, and they work very hard. Just watching them against Tyrone, you know, they're going to be a tough opposition, you know, and we're going to have to move the ball fast and keep it out of the rucks, you know, and play to our strengths, and hopefully the weather holds up a wee bit better this week, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, they came unstuck against Tyrone, I suppose, which did open the way for you, will it made it a little easier?
I thought Tyrone might beat them. Longford had got a red card the week before from one of their better forwards, and the Galway fella playing centre forward was injured for the Tyrone game. So look, they were putting up a lot of scores, and with them missing, I fancy Tyrone to beat them, and prove so, you know. And any with Tyrone, we a man like Damien Casey, Tommy, maybe scoring 113 against Longford again. They're capable of beating anybody on their day if he's on form. But these two lads are back, I think, for Longford this week against us, so we're not going to be as lucky. We're going to have to play their full panel, you know, and just all about keeping our own house in order, Tom, and playing and matching them in the work rate area, and hopefully it's enough, you know, to get us into the final spot.
That's Mickey McCann there. Longford against Donegal throws in at 2 o'clock in Division 3A on Saturday. Armagh against Tyrone is the other match, as they referred to there. And in Division 2B at 2 o'clock, Roscommon hosts Derry. By the way, in the National Football League, those games on Saturday, Tyrone against Dublin and Mayo against Kerry, both in the Allianz League Division 1. And going back to that Donegal-Monaghan game, which takes place on Sunday, a lot of interest in this game and a big crowd is expected. So Gardaí and Ballyshannon will be implementing a traffic management plan, and there's some parking available beside Father Tierney Park for spectators. However, this will not cater for all cars, so visitors are requested to use the car parks in the town and walk the short distance to Father Tierney Park. Well, that's about it for tonight. The Score will be back again next Thursday evening. The next sport here in Highland is after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Rosemary's up next from myself, Jeremy Doherty. Have a very good evening.